With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it's becoming clear to a growing number of American voters that Kamala Harris is not qualified to serve as president.
She was gifted a nomination, that she could never win on her own, and that as the American people learn more about her and about her radical record and her radical plans for the future, they're turning back to Donald Trump.
With reporters before a campaign speech in Michigan, the vice president was asked about a political report suggesting Donald Trump has declined some appearances because he's tired from all the campaign.
I'm beyond getting into the head of Donald Trump, but I will say that it should be a concern if he can't handle the rigors of the campaign trail. Is he fit to do the job?
North Carolina has broken its turnout record for the first day of early voting. Correspondent Robert Yoon has a special report on the voting habits of Americans and how they're changing over the years.
Voters today have some options in terms of how they vote and when they vote. The main choices are voting in person at a polling place on Election Day, voting early in person before Election Day, or voting by mail. There's been some form of absentee voting available to voters since the founding of the Republic, and early voting and mail voting have been around in some form for more than 100 years. But the snapshot of how people vote has really evolved over the years.
And the new mark came just days after the state of Georgia far exceeded its first day early voting total from 2020 as well. The Israeli government said a drone targeted the prime minister's house today, though there were no casualties. Iran's supreme leader has vowed that Hamas will continue its fight following the killing of the mastermind of last year's deadly October 7th terrorist attack. Sirens wailed today. Israeli officials said dozens of projectiles were fired at Israel. This is SRN News. Evangelical Christians discussing what does and does not constitute a sin. Michael Harrington has a report.
A new poll from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research asks the question, what is sinful? Amongst evangelicals, defined as people who hold traditional Christian beliefs about God, the Bible, and salvation, 96% say adultery is a sin. 87% think racism is a sin, and 86% believe viewing pornography is also sinful. However, the poll also reveals that only 76% of evangelicals say it's a sin to swear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are raising alarms about proposed legislation that would increase the power of Islamic courts in Malaysia. International Christian Concern says, quote, it's about power and control. If this bill passes, it could lead to a situation where religious authorities have the final say on a wide range of issues. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer has a report for us on an evacuation order due to a fire risk in California.
A fast-moving brush fire in Northern California damaged four structures in the hills of Oakland, prompting an evacuation order. The fire is burning in the Oakland Hills, where a 1991 fire destroyed nearly 3,000 homes and killed 25 people.
Fire crews have now gotten the upper hand on that blaze, but some evacuation orders remain in place. Cuba's electrical grid went down.
Rolling blackouts are nothing new in Cuba. Parts of the provinces have been experiencing them for many hours a day in recent months. However, something on this scale is very rare. Essentially, from point to point of the island is completely without power. Some 10 million Cubans without electricity.
That's the BBC's Will Grant reporting the government taking emergency measures, including suspending classes and shutting down some state-owned workplaces. This is SRN News.